رحلة من غير أمان ما فيهاش حاجات تفرح.
Tens of thousands of refugees and migrants from the Horn of Africa have risked their lives to reach Yemen, escaping poverty or persecution back home. But they arrive in a country where conflict is worsening, displacement is growing, and arrivals face a very uncertain future. Prominent singers have joined UNHCR to raise awareness about the dangerous crossings, which expose people not only to exploitation, but possibly death. UNHCR's partner in Yemen, the Danish Refugee Council, reported that at the beginning of February, 8 Somali refugees died while getting on a smuggler's boat in the vicinity of Al Sudaf in southern Yemen. According to UNHCR spokesperson William Spindler, this was just the latest in a series of deadly such incidents.
With the conflict in Yemen, the difficulties of crossing into Saudi Arabia, some refugees and migrants cross back into Africa, into Sudan, and try to make their way north from there, either into Egypt or some of them further into Europe. So the smugglers basically respond to demand. When people are desperate and trying to flee their country for protection or to find a better life, then they go to these lengths. So we see constantly new routes opening, both sea routes and land routes. I mean, that applies obviously not just to that region, but also to Europe.
The Dangerous Crossing song, created by the artists, aims to make people think very carefully before deciding to cross. Mariam Mursal is a former refugee herself.
I experienced fleeing myself. I had to leave my own country with my children. So I know all about the pain. It was an overwhelming experience, and it affected me personally on a very deep level.
Haven't you received the tragic news? Haven't you been told the stories? Haven't you seen the sufferers? Haven't you heard their voices? The artists sing. The song and video at the core of the multilingual campaign were created in Cairo by Mursal and fellow musicians Armahanta from Somalia, Yeshi Demalash, Dawit Nega and Tadel Roba from Ethiopia, and Hani Adel from Egypt. Egyptian artist Adel tells us what moved him.
The idea of the song was interesting to me, as well as the aim, because it talks about a regular movement of people who lose everything that's dear to them. For me, that was very important to engage with.
Armahanta's song Tahrib sowed the seed for the creation of Dangerous Crossings. Somali artist Armahanta explains.
What we're trying to do is to get a united voice against the risks of traveling in an unconventional or basically unsafe way.
The artists helped create the music, devised the messages, and wrote the lyrics during a workshop with local musicians and refugees, including shipwreck survivors with harrowing tales. Here's Ethiopian artist Yeshi Demelash.
We are all here to make a song which sends a message in each of our languages to refugees and migrants everywhere.
This is not the first campaign by UNHCR or by the International Organization for Migration to warn people about the dangers of this route. But the new campaign is aimed specifically at social media and radio, which UNHCR believes is the best way to reach those contemplating the perilous journey. Anna Carmo, United Nations. Mi yan galiero.